sure about these downs. I'm not sure that there were more than four downs run. So they may have run five downs.
Instead of the game being over, it appears that the Redskins get the fifth down.
And the cat is elusive. He's
walking.
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. Fielding the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Snap. Placement. Kick by Hartley. And it is. It is good. It's good.
All right, everybody, welcome to the fifth down. I'm the captain.
I'm Tootsie.
He's Tootsie. We're here to you on a special night. The Pels are playing the game three in the Smoothie King Center
tonight. Yes.
Against the Jazz. Series tied at 1-1. I know this is not a basketball podcast, but, you know, we're fans.
They get the best team in the NFL. I mean, listen to me. They get the best team in the NBA tonight. And I mean,
they get the best team in the NBA at the right time, right?
Yes.
So when you take an injury to your one of the best players in the NBA at the time, mm-hmm. that puts you in a position to where the Pels can take advantage of this. And in a series that they probably would have lost in 5-6 games, they now have an opportunity to win in 6-7 games. So
yeah, this is going to be a tough test for the Pels. Can they do 7? Can they do it in 6? We don't know. I think if we can get to game 7, this will just be amazing. It'll be just an on fire thing. And I mean, here's Chris Paul back in New Orleans in the playoffs for the second time in his career. Last time he was in a Hornets jersey, which I still have.
And he didn't win then, so let's hope he doesn't win now.
I want to see Chris Paul get a title. I do.
I do, but not this year. But all right, guys. So basically what we're here to talk to you tonight about is the draft is coming up very soon. So we're looking at the top 10 picks in the draft. And predictions for tonight?
Oh, no. You just got in, buddy. We just started. We're talking about the draft tonight and some other stuff.
Predictions for tonight game, with Booker being out, with the hometown crowd, sold out arena for the weekend.
Pels win.
I think the Pels win tonight.
Pels by 4.
So, and that's just not
Pels
homer stuff. I'm hoping they win tonight because they need to clear it if they're going to win this series. But
Atlanta and Miami are tied. 1-1, 3 minutes left. All right.
So, like I was saying, top 10 draft picks, teams anyway in that draft. We're just going to give you basically what we think each team should do. Like, what positions did they draft, whatever, right? So, the draft order starts with the classics, the same teams every year. So what do we have first? Is Jacksonville first?
Jacksonville first. So looking at their roster the way it is now with the stuff they have, I mean, let's be frank. Jacksonville Steens needs a lot of offensive line help. Trevor Lawrence got banged around to no extent last year. Look, you got two great running backs in James Robinson, Travis Etienne. He tore his ACL, was out for the year, right before the season started. So we didn't even get to see him.
Yeah, he should be back this year. Good to go.
But look, they bring in Christian Kirk. You still got Marvin Jones Jr. and Zay Jones as your top. And then your number four guy is Laviska Shenault Jr., who Shenault was great last year. He had a pretty good feeling there. You got Evan Engram as your tight end. Another solid pick up there. And I mean, look, it's really they need a little more help on the offensive line, right? I mean,
right, but it's the first pick of the draft. So offensive line is not that pick.
I would say that has to be, it's either going to be a wide receiver or a defensive back. Maybe
I'm
a pass rusher.
I'm thinking defensive end, right? Because they could always use some help on the pass rush. You can get that quality pick at the first pick of the draft and not be looked down upon because you went defensive end. You go offensive tackle or, you know, offensive line, which they definitely need more than anything right now. But they'll just be – they'll be looked at, you know, they'll, oh, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Their fans will boo him, all that crap like that because, you know, they want that sexy pick at number one.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I mean – both Kiper and McShay have picked defensive ends, right? So yeah. I think that's never – I mean, look, these guys
are – you can never have too much help on your defensive line.
The top three picks are very likely going to be defensive ends. And just the – you know, you got the Texans, the Lions, and the Jags, all of which
you're dealing with two teams right off the bat who – drafted in the top 10 last year, right? Actually, first four teams all drafted in the top 10 last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, with Jacksonville won, I think, like you said, defensive end, somebody on a defensive area, that's where they're going to end up at. I don't think that's a wrong pick. You know, to me, their biggest need is probably offensive line to keep up Trevor Lawrence so you can utilize him to go to these new targets that he has, right? But defensive end is probably the right pick there.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with a good defensive end. And I mean, look, the price inflation at the NFL level is getting ridiculous. We'll get to that a little bit later. So Detroit Lions, Andrew, again.
I think you jumped ahead of both of us, actually. A lot of people are talking about Detroit needs to pick quarterback. Quarterback, quarterback, quarterback.
I think Detroit needs to make a move on Baker Mayfield.
Detroit needs to trade back because Detroit's not going to be good no matter what they do right now. Okay? They have so many pieces that are so close to pulling this team together. But I think somewhere defensive end, some, you know, defensive line, defensive back will probably be the best pick for them. You shore up that defense. Goff is not going to win you a Super Bowl, but he can win you some games. I mean, he's proven that before in his career. He's not your answer at quarterback, but no quarterback in this draft is the answer at quarterback.
I mean, there's some interesting prospects, but there's nothing that's like...
Yeah, but they're all projects.
Yeah, I mean, even Malik Willis is basically the number one guy off the board. You know, it's...
It's all projects. To me, none of these guys have shown that they're NFL caliber starting quarterbacks. And I'm still out on Trevor Lawrence. I don't think that was a good pick at all for Jacksonville.
Well, I mean, he's got a lot to prove this year.
It was the pick they had to make because of what was going on. But yeah, I think Detroit smartly should trade back at this position. Trade back, get a couple more picks in the later end of the draft.
You might as well.
And then you can draft something offensive tackle, defensive end. But if they stay put here, it's going to have to be defensive end.
Yes.
Or maybe linebacker. I don't know. Something on the defense.
I think a defensive end is your best bet if you stay put. If not, like you said, you could trade back into the first round. And let me see. They have a 32. They have a 32nd pick from Los Angeles, last year. So
they could already trade back to someone like Pittsburgh. You know, drop back to 20. Pittsburgh's in the market for a quarterback, even though they have Trubisky. They could go ahead and they could get another quarterback. You know, someone they could do because the team's already stacked on defense, right? They already have a pretty decent wide receiver core. They have a good running back. You know, so Pittsburgh will be a good position at 20 to trade up. You know, you give them that first round at 20. You give them a second round pick. You know, move up, grab your quarterback of the future, who you think that could be. Because it's not a quarterback that's going to be this year. But
well, I mean, look, there's Kenny Pickett is the other guy who could be selected in the first round, right? So, I mean, you're only – that's only two quarterbacks that are really
Matt Corral.
And Matt Corral, yeah. And Desmond, you know, Desmond Ridder is up there too, like right at the end of the, you know, at the turn. They seem to have him filtered there, but
but not sold on any of these guys as starting caliber. And I don't think we're the only ones. I mean, when you look at it, I don't think there's a scout in this out here that's going to say, this is the guy you need to be. This is going to be your future franchise quarterback. He can start this year and he's ready to go. He's NFL caliber. He's
and
NFL
look, Malik Willis is the guy that's there. The most potential, which is why he's still, you know, I mean, they've got him going to we'll get there in a minute. Third. So that's, I like Detroit trading here. I think that's the smart thing, but it's going to be a draft day trade.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those. They're going to wait to the last few seconds of their pick to make that move. But I think trading back will be the best thing for them, especially since they already have another pick.
I could see a situation where both of these teams trade back.
You talking about Jacksonville too?
Mm-hmm.
It's possible.
I could see Jacksonville trading down to three. I could see them trading down to three. Houston giving up some of those picks that they just got from Cleveland to trade up. Right. And
yeah, but what would benefit Houston to move up to that spot?
A little better defensive end. They get their choice of the top three.
Yeah. I mean, if you're looking at a top three defensive end, he's going to be
there.
You're getting the same quality player. So whoever it is,
I think if Jacksonville trades, it's going to be something nutty. Like it's going to go to New England or the Jets or whatever. Like maybe the Jets, but again, you're picking fourth.
Well, I know, but let's move on because at five with the Giants, I think that's where you're going to see your first quarterback go. But the Texans at three, they need it all. I mean, what's their biggest need? You know, what's their biggest concern here, right?
I mean, it's.
I mean,
that
you're
going to
go with Davis Mills. You're going to go with Davis Mills again at quarterback, right?
Because. Yeah.
You know, you're looking at this draft, and there's just not that guy.
Nope.
Davis Mills did a pretty decent job. I mean, for what he was, he, you know, better than Goff and stuff like that. And I'm saying for the Lions to stick with Goff another season, I think that Houston would benefit sticking with Davis Mills one more year, mm-hmm. just to see if he can turn it into something. So maybe go out and get him that wide receiver, or you know, if there's a guy that rates up there that high on your draft board. But probably, you know,
they're going to go for pass rush.
And the guys,
yeah, they're going to go with pass rush here. I don't see why you wouldn't because you're still, look, the Texans had 32 sacks. Okay. That's not a lot. That's two a game.
Yeah.
It's not very good.
You know, you just lost JJ Watt. You know, the year before you did nothing to really replace that position and not like JJ was there every game for him because the last few seasons he was hurt and I think he was hurt again with the Cardinals. But I mean, you lost a caliber of player that you didn't replace.
Yeah.
And if you can get someone that's close to that level, you need to pull the trigger on that.
Yeah, I think so too. And I mean, it's going to be these, I think it's going to be a more defensive heavy first round. You're going to have quite a few offensive players sprinkled in there, like some of the wide receivers are kind of going to be there. And again, this is somewhere where I feel the Saints are going to grab offensive player, you know, offensive line and wide receiver in the first round. And you got two, yeah. You got two picks. We'll get to that in a minute though. So that's the Texans. The only thing I could see them surprising us with would be to jump on a wide receiver that they really like, or you know, just something like a defensive back if they want to go that route. I just don't know if they would.
It's going to be on the defensive end of the ball. That'd be the best thing for them.
Because there's a lot of wide receivers that are going to be there in the second round this year.
Yeah, yeah. So the Jets.
Oh, the Jets. Offensive line.
I would agree with you, but Dave Aranda's that defensive guy.
I don't disagree with that. And look, they haven't taken, you know, Mel Kiper has him going Ahmad Gardner out of Cincinnati, the sauce. Which, yeah. I mean, a shutdown corner is, that's the Jets style. You know?
Yeah, I mean, Jets football, being your head coach
Jets
there.
Jets football defense, right? Let's be, it's one of the football and defense. It's been that for years, and it hasn't worked for years.
But, I mean, let's just be honest, it hasn't worked for years.
Yeah.
So maybe they do need to flip it up and switch it around. But, I mean, you did go, what, Zach Wilson last year?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you picked quarterback after quarterback after quarterback, and that's not working. So let's go ahead and try something different, right? So, I'm seeing defense, you know, cornerback sounds like a good pick to me. I think that'll be what they need to land on.
Yeah, I'm fine with that pick, but I still think they're going to go for an offensive lineman. I think they may do that. Could be wrong. Okay, I mean, they have the 10th pick too, so yeah, you get the best on board at that point.
Yeah, whatever we get wrong at 4, they can pick up at 10. But all right, so here's where I think your first quarterback is going to go.
You really think New York is going to draft him?
I think so. I mean, what would be the better pick? They already have a pretty decent defense.
I think they're going to give Daniel Jones one more year.
They've given Daniel Jones too many more years. And look, I've stuck by Daniel Jones for a few years, and I just can't do it anymore. They got wide receivers, right? But they had one of the worst wide receiver runs in the NFL last year.
But it was one of the most talented. One of the most talented.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. The most talented. And they got like 2 touchdowns off their wide receivers last year. So I don't know if that's a credit to the wide receivers or the fact that Daniel Jones was your quarterback.
Yes.
So I could see the Giants at 5 being the first ones to pull a quarterback here. And the reason I'm saying that is because 2 picks later, they're picking again. So whatever they don't get here, they can grab 2 picks later, you know, at 7. But I mean, and I could also see at 6 with Carolina, I could see them making a move on a quarterback unless they do a draft day trade because they're still in the talks for Baker. Baker's still out there.
And see, this is where Baker comes in because here's the Giants on the clock, okay? Or here's the Panthers on the clock. If this doesn't happen, it's going to happen to one of these teams. They're going to call up Cleveland, and they're going to say, "Hey, Cleveland, you get we switch first round this year. Okay, so you'd go from 5 or 6 to
Cleveland don't have anything.
They have nothing. They have nothing to trade. Yeah. But Baker Mayfield's not a first round pick." He's a
their only caliber, their only quality is Baker, and they did everything they could to Browns it up and shit on his legacy, you know, as a quarterback.
You can't get more than a third round pick for Baker Mayfield at this point. And that's not to knock him.
Yeah, they found a way to lower his trade value. Right? So, I mean, they came out talking crap about him. You know, their fans, the worst fans in the NFL, by the way. I'm sorry. I mean, this Baker Mayfield is two seasons off of, you know, taking him to the playoffs, one game away from the Super Bowl. And, you know, now he's the worst thing they've ever seen. You know, if you go to any Cleveland pages at all, they absolutely hate Baker, who was the savior of this franchise less than a season ago. Right. And he played injured and all these things like that. And they just, I mean, they are the worst fan base. And not to mention, I think that they deserve each other. The team and the fans deserve each other because their front office is horrible and their fan base is horrible. So I'm sorry if you're a Cleveland fan out there,
but look, Stefanski,
I know it might be hard to swallow, but you know,
I think the Garoppolo thing, if, let's see.
That one's rough, man, because same thing, Jimmy G, you're one game away from getting to the Super Bowl, right? On a healthy Jimmy Garoppolo. And you made it to the Super Bowl already with a healthy Jimmy Garoppolo. So do the 49ers want to bring in Trey Lance? Do they want to take that route, or do they want to give Jimmy G one more chance? I'm sorry, my dog is right here being all adorable.
What dogs do?
Yeah. But, I mean, I think the 49ers stick with Jimmy Garoppolo another year just to see. And if it doesn't work out again, then I say we move on from Jimmy G. Because, once again, I'm not sold on any of these guys.
Yeah, but he just had that surgery. So
I think they overextended when they went after Trey Lance last year. I don't think he was NFL ready. What he went to, South Dakota? Same school as
I believe.
Yeah, the same school as Carson Wentz. Right? So, you know, that's a Division I football team.
Yeah, North Dakota State, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm sorry, the wrong Dakota. But I mean, I don't know. I just don't see it. I'm sorry. I think they got to stick with Jimmy G one more time.
Yeah, but I mean, he's still going to be out for a couple of games because he just had that surgery. So we'll see.
What surgery did he have?
Shoulder surgery. I believe it was a surprise. Like it was just oh yeah, I'm having a freaking surgery.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to miss anything. I hadn't seen any breaking news on that. But I honestly haven't been paying attention. I mean, I was sitting on a beach a week ago, so it's hard for me to pay attention to that too. So, I mean, that was six at Carolina. We were talking about the quarterback.
Yeah, quarterback at Carolina. So, again, that's, you know, Carolina. And, look, this is one of those things where they could trade with the, you know, and this is – I don't see Jimmy G or Baker Mayfield. They're not going to get a first-round pick for either of those guys. They're third-round picks at this point.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense to me, right? To me, both of those guys are winners at this point.
I don't disagree with you. I don't. But Jimmy G's injury history. So now he's got a shoulder and both knees.
That's Jimmy G's worst thing is his injuries.
Yes.
Play seasons. But – And when it comes back to Baker, like I said, I mean, that's just – the Browns just Browns it up, man. I mean, you lowered your own draft stock on a guy that you were getting rid of, right? And the fact that you made this trade with Houston and you did not add him in on that does not make any sense to me at all. Like, you knew you weren't going to play him. You knew he wasn't going to fit as a backup. So why even toy with that and leave him on your team? You know, it just made no sense to me whatsoever.
It was just a bad decision all the way around, I think. And you're leveraging the future on Deshaun Watson, and you're not giving him a lot of – you don't have a lot of wiggle room to get him what he needs to succeed.
Yeah, because, I mean, you still haven't brought back Jarvis Landry. You don't have a steady wide receiver core at this point.
No.
So you have a fantastic running game. But, I mean, what else you got? You know?
I mean.
And you have no draft to do anything with it.
Yep.
It's not like you could bring in anybody in with the draft. You traded all those picks away to the Texans.
Well, look, now we go back to New York at pick 7, okay?
Yeah, but this pick came from the Bears.
This came from the Bears. And this is where, okay, like you were saying, right, the wide receivers, this is New York's receiving core. Evan Ingram, one of the best tight ends in the league. Darius Slayton.
I thought he got traded.
He did. But this was their receiving core last year. I'm going through the numbers.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Devontae Booker, Dante Pettis. Oh, my God. They didn't even get any freaking John Ross, who they got the speed demon from. Here's the touchdowns. Evan Ingram had 3. Saquon Barkley had 2. Darius Slayton had 2. And you don't get to the starting wide receivers until Sterling Shepard and John Ross each had 1, okay?
Yeah.
It's, I mean, It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the word today was that
Kenny Golladay was hurt again with his stupid hamstring that he's had. He's had this hamstring problem for 3 years. He just needs to remove it and get on with his life. Like, put a freaking hydraulic pump back there.
You can't remove your hamstring.
I know, but I'm just saying. Like, it's just somebody give him a new hamstring.
They were out there today talking they want to trade Kadarius Toney, right? A rookie that they drafted last year, and they're already looking to get rid of him. And it's not because of play. It's because he's voicing his opinion, talking about how crappy the team is. Right? So,
So you might as well get what you can. But look, you've got two picks.
He was one of their best options at receiver last year. You know?
Because he was the healthiest.
I don't know what they do.
You know?
To me, if you're the Giants right here, if you're going to go quarterback or trade one of these two picks away to go either after Jimmy G or Baker Mayfield, which I know you say is a third round value, and that's very possible, but I don't see it wrong to get rid of a first round pick to bring in Baker Mayfield or Jimmy G, mm-hmm. then you need to go offensive lineman here to keep that guy upright, because you haven't had that for years in New York. And not only could you use that, you could use it for Saquon Barkley to get his game back rolling. You know, because as much crap as I give Zeke Elliott, Saquon's not far behind me giving him the crap on that too. You know, for me saying that Zeke's a bust, I'm not far from saying Saquon is either right now. Neither of those guys have lived up to their potential.
Neither one. So, look, the Giants, if you're the Giants, do you trade that fifth pick and try to get two more in the first round out of it?
It depends on who's calling. And, who's making that move?
Because you can move
Who's coming up there?
You can move. Now, here's a trade I would accept. Tooney to the Saints. And then we give them one of our first round picks there, and then maybe like a second next year. I could see that. But yeah, I'd rather trade for a DK Metcalf if we're gonna make a trade.
You still have Deebo Samuels out there who's looking
Deebo
for
Samuel.
A trade. You know, I mean
Good
to
Lord,
me you partner
would,
up
Oh God,
you
Deebo
partner
Samuel.
Up the two picks you have right here for the Saints and you go after Deebo. You put Deebo with Michael Thomas and the rest of this wide receiver core.
It's insane. And you uncork Jameis, you let him throw?
Oh. Yeah, you want to talk about giving Jameis Winston a chance to prove that he's the guy? If he can't do it with Deebo Samuels and Michael Thomas, then yeah, he's not the guy. You know? But, look, we're talking about what ifs and things we'd like to see. None of us are sitting in a war room right now. None of us are making those phone calls.
Exactly.
We're just going – to me, we're going strictly with what we have right now at the draft order. Right, because we can talk about trades all day long, but
they've got the Giants making some combination of offensive and defensive line, which is fine,
and that's not wrong. That's not wrong, but
if I'm New York, and I know that I might have a shitty offensive year again,
I agree with you 10,000%. This would be killer. And I'm even on the line of you can leave Landry out of it because you're going to have to pay Deebo and you have to pay Mike Thomas. So you don't have the money to pay Deebo. To pay Jarvis Landry.
Yeah, the problem with Deebo Samuel is now because you're going to have to pay him that $20 million a year.
Yeah, but if you can rig something up and pay those two and still get Jarvis Landry, you do your thing. That would be amazing.
Dude, I'm ready to see an NFL team who plays on bonuses. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to see it.
Yeah.
I'm ready to see wide receivers. They get $8 million a year and they get another $500,000 a touchdown, something like that. Where it's just, let's, but it's not going to happen now. What happened with
really
Tyreek Hill? What happened with Devontae Adams, that just blew your top five wide receiver guys now every year are going to be looking at quarterback money.
What's his name from the Cardinals? That Christian Kirk. his contract is the one that set all this crap off, right?
Yeah.
So him being overpaid in Jacksonville, because, I mean, look, I like Christian Kirk, but he's not worth the money they're paying him.
$72 million
He's the guy that started all this crap off, you know.
Four-year deal.
You know, Tyreek, like, if Christian Kirk can make that money, what the hell am I doing here making this money?
I mean, $18 million a year is silly. It's silly for a wide receiver.
Yeah.
And then here's the other guys getting 20. So now you're looking at top wide receivers getting quarterback money. Okay.
Yeah. But, all right, so that was the Giants. I don't know what we said. Offensive, defensive line here.
Yeah.
Probably the smartest pick. If they don't go quarterback at five, if they don't do anything and they can stick with Daniel Jones, then they'll go offensive and defensive line at 5 and 7. So that leads us to
the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
I think that's – I kind of agree with Kuiper here, the first wide receiver off the board. I mean
– wide receiver?
They have to. Me, they have to.
No, you don't have to. With Marcus Mariota, I mean, if I don't see a bigger need at quarterback, I don't know what we're looking at here. Because what has Mariota done in his entire career to prove to you that he can be here?
Right, but the Falcons literally have no one for him to throw to. Kyle Pitts is going to be double-teamed the entire time unless they have another target.
You don't have to have anybody to throw to when you have nobody who can throw the ball.
I mean, so what do you do? Do you go after an offensive tackle here? Do you get Evan Neal out of Alabama? Do you go safety? Do you go cornerback?
You know, we just talked about the Giants receiver room last season, right? On paper, the best in the NFL. And what did they get out of it because of who's throwing to them? Man, you could have Deebo Samuels, Jarvis Landry, you know, Tyreek Hill, all of them in the same room. But if you have Marcus Mariota throwing the ball, it's not going to work out.
Yeah, and I mean, look, Calvin Ridley is kind of the reason they're in this spot. Or more or less, yeah. Calvin Ridley's betting under his own fucking name. Under his own name. Are you serious?
That was the stupidest thing you could ever do in your life.
Are you serious?
Move on. No one cares about the lame-ass Falcons.
You're not wrong,
Blitzblaze. You are not wrong.
All right. So, I say Atlanta trades this pick. Who cares? Seattle, they're going to
screw it up anyway.
I think we see a record amount of trades this year in the first round. Seattle's
another team that could make a move for a quarterback at this point.
I think they will.
Be it Colin Kaepernick, like they keep talking about.
Please, God.
Jimmy Garoppolo. Be it Baker Mayfield. Here's another spot one of those quarterbacks can land at if it's not a draft pick. Right? So you're right. I mean, honestly, the way if I was a GM in any one of these teams in the top 10, I would be making phone calls left and right to trade these picks. Because you can always get offensive line, defensive line, you know, somewhere later in the draft and not messing around with your quarterback situation.
Hell's up by five.
It's too early to worry.
I know.
I'm not watching because I don't want to jinx them.
Yeah.
All right. So, Seattle, I think they should go quarterback here. You know, it's not anything that – it's not that difficult to see that they don't have anything because they didn't bring anybody in.
Yeah, I mean, they have McShay's got Evan O'Neal here, the offensive tackle from Alabama. I could see that. Or, you know, let's say some guys didn't, you know, fell. I don't see Carolina, New York, or the Falcons. One of them will take Malik Willis. So he won't be there.
One of them has to.
He won't be there. Now.
And if he does fall that far, then yes, they have to pick him.
Could you justify getting Kenny Pickett?
I don't think so. Hold on. Let me look. Seattle here. Is that their only pick in the first round?
I believe.
Yeah. So that's all they have to deal with is that pick right there. So. Just lost my phone.
I think they stick with traditional offensive line. I just don't think they care about this draft. I think this is Pete Carroll's last draft. Like, period. I think he's just done with football after this year.
I don't think you're wrong.
And I just see him making, I think he's going to make the woke splash as he goes out. So they're going to bring in Kaepernick. They're going to bring in all this other stuff. And it's just, it's going to look silly. The team's going to be silly. And I'm going to say this. I don't know who's going to be the coach there next year, but they are going to inherit a mess.
Yeah.
Like a bear covered.
You're looking at a team in Seattle who was, you know, with Russell Wilson and DK Metcalf and all those guys, they were, should have been in the upper echelon of the NFC West, right? Then they for whatever reason, it's not working anymore. And it could be a Pete Carroll thing because the age of the coach, you know, just not fitting into this new style of offenses and everything that's being played in there.
Mm-hmm.
Not drafting an offensive lineman for like 10 drafts in a row. And
yeah, way too long.
Russell,
way too long.
Yeah, leaving Russell Wilson running for his life the entire time. Yeah, I mean, but where do you start?
But I mean, look.
If this is Pete Carroll's last draft, then the GM needs to be the guy in charge of this.
Absolutely.
To set themselves up to make this next move.
And I mean, look, 2022, they've got, you know, they have they have 2 second round picks this year, and they have no sixth, but they have 2 fifth. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean they've got a decent amount of picks.
They could always get a couple more if they would trade DK Metcalf or Tyler Lockett, you know, make a trade with one of those guys.
Or just trade that first round this year for a first round next year and, like, you know, some, you know what I'm saying? Like, next year they have 2 firsts, 2 seconds, a third, a fourth, 2 fifths, and a sixth in 23.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're already sitting very well on draft picks. And I think they're just going to stockpile this year.
The problem we're having in this draft right now in these top 10s, all these teams need the same positions.
Yes.
Right? So it's like you can't really say, oh, this is a team that needs.
Yeah, I don't see.
They need to get their linebacker, you know, or they need to get their cornerback. No, all these guys need help on the offensive and defensive line and quarterback. You know, and it's like, yes, you could throw a receiver in, but what's the point?
I mean, the only teams in the top 10 that I see not taking a quarterback is Houston, Jacksonville, the Jets, and that's it.
I mean, you're looking at
– you got the Seahawks, really the Falcons, the Giants, the Panthers, and the Lions, 5 teams that could –
The Lions aren't – I think the Lions trade back. I think it would be horrible for them to stick where they're at right now. But – like I said, all these teams are bad because of decisions they made. Now they have to start at some point and start building these teams up instead of us dealing with the same top 10 every year, right? Because, I mean, we see the Jets, we see the Lions, we see Jacksonville. It's those same teams every year doing these same things, and it's because they're picking the same position.
And look, the Lions 23 draft looks really good. 2 firsts, a second, a third, two sixths.
But if you're Dan Campbell, you still have to make it through this next year. And the best way to set yourself up.
Yeah, but Dan Campbell actually has a chance at coming in second place in the division this year.
Like, right, because that should be a hot mess.
Yeah, it's the whole division is going to be a mess. It's really going to depend on what Green Bay does in the draft.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they don't draft a wide receiver, then they're pretty much screwed. Who's Aaron going to throw to?
I don't know.
Aquamonious St. Brown? I mean, he's not as good as his brother, Amon-Ra, you know. But, I mean, it's – look, like we said, these top 10 teams, they're just – they all need the same position. So, I know it sounds like a lot we're saying that they need to draft offensive and defensive line. And I don't know if there's that many good ones in this draft to fill all these spots. Because as a Saints fan, I know we need an offensive tackle and a wide receiver. So – if these guys start falling off the board like that, you might see the Saints make a phone call to move up to the top 10 to go after that offensive tackle.
Yeah.
If that guy falls off the board. Even though they're saying, oh, the Saints need to draft a quarterback and they're going to go after Matt Corral or Kenny Pickett.
They're not going to be there.
I guarantee you
both of those guys are going to be gone in the top 10.
Yeah. The Saints don't need a quarterback like that. So they don't need to waste any draft capital going after one. They just need to play it out, see how it falls. If too many offensive tackles start coming off the board, they're going to have to move up and make a move to grab one, because you got to replace Teron Armstead.
Yep.
You know, and actually to replace Teron Armstead, you only need a, yeah, but you only need a guy that can play six games, and then you replace Teron Armstead.
Ouch.
So I'm sorry, dude. I'm calling it like 3 years in a row. That's what we got out of him.
Yeah. But those six games were great.
He's fantastic.
He was one of the best in the game.
But if we can bring a guy in that can play seven.
Okay, so that's looking at those at the top 10, right? Okay, so you got two Jets, two Giants, and then, you know, the rest of the teams. So here come the Eagles, Saints, Chargers, Eagles, Saints, Steelers in that middle of the pack right there, right?
Yeah, around what, 17 through 20?
15 through 20.
Okay.
All right. So here's the Saints. What we know what we need, right? We need another offensive weapon and another wide receiver, another young guy. Okay. Yeah. I think there's going to be a lot more. I think only one wide receiver is going to come off the board in the top 10. And
yeah,
look,
I mean, that's about right.
Washington picking a safety. I don't know if Washington doesn't pick a wide receiver at this point. I don't know if the Texans, the Commanders,
the Redskins, or the football team.
Cobra.
I don't like the name. All right,
the Commanders is dumb. It is. I can't believe they spent all that money and all that time, and all the best they could do is Commanders.
And it's lame. It's not even. It's just lame.
That's an arena football team name.
The name doesn't even really bother me. It's the logo, the lack of a logo. It's a W. You could have just stuck with the football team to get a W.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Man.
Maybe it's a WTF, because that would have worked out better for you anyway. All right, so 15, we were talking 15 through 20?
Yeah, so... you know, let's just go with what Michelle Kaipar talking about. So they say 15 Eagles are going to take Jameson Williams, wide receiver out of Alabama. Saints go with Trevor Penning, offensive tackle out of Northern Iowa. Chargers get defensive tackle Jordan Davis out of Georgia. Eagles get Daxton Hill, the safety cornerback hybrid out of Michigan. Then the Saints go Chris Olive, wide receiver out of Ohio State.
We do like our Ohio State.
Yeah.
That was Sean Payton, though, so.
And look, with Penning in the OT, and then you get Chris Olive, it looks good. You know, Michael Thomas is Ohio State as well, so you got a nice Ohio State there. And, you know, look, they got Kenny Pickett at 20 here. I think we both know he's going sooner than that. But I think Kenny Pickett in Pittsburgh is interesting, because if there's anybody who can develop a quarterback, it's Mike Tomlin.
Do we really know that, though?
I think he
had to develop one.
I think, but I'm saying he's a good developer of players, period. Like,
yeah, but we don't know his quarterback. We don't know, because he inherited Roethlisberger, and he's played his entire coaching career with head coaching career with Roethlisberger as his quarterback.
Yeah, but
he's never had to do that.
But he's developed a lot of other players, and he doesn't take shit, right? He'll cut Antonio Brown.
The only time he had to deal with it, I mean, with the quarterback situation, was with the Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges.
Yeah.
You know? Those two guys, I mean, he's never had to develop a quarterback, so I just don't know if that's gonna play out that way.
We'll see. I think it's a good fit, but I think again, this is another team that I think could end up with Baker or Jimmy.
It really is. But you see, that's where the Browns messed up, right? Because like I said, you devalued a guy that you probably could have got maybe a late first round pick for, early second round. And you devalued him all the way down to a third-round pick by talking crap about a guy who, like I said, removed one season ago, almost took you to the Super Bowl. So, you know, we'll have to do like a whole episode on Baker, you know, once he lands somewhere, because I think he's getting the raw end of the deal there.
Oh, for sure. All right. Yeah, we'll do a special OT on guys that got shafted this.
Yeah, I mean, you're just constantly looking at the TV right now, so you're not even in it.
I can still listen to you, you know. But look, so that brings out, I think, the top 10, and we, you know, talk a little bit about the Saints, but I still got a lot more homework to do on this draft. I have just not had enough time.
Yeah, but like I said, that's why I just wanted to tackle the top 10, just kind of talk about, I didn't even want to get to player names because I don't care about any of that. We're not going to get any of it right anyway.
Yeah, that's true. We don't know what the hell we're doing.
We did 1 through 32, and I think one of us got a player right out of 64. You know?
That's better than zero.
We got one player right.
Yeah. God. I just think it's going to be a fun draft. I think we're going to see a lot of trades. And
actually, I'm lying. I got two because I said Jamar Chase.
You did say Jamar Chase.
Then I got like the Minnesota drafted like an lineman, I said. But other than that, I mean, so I went I went 2 for 30 on that whole thing. So what's the point? But yeah, I mean, all these 10 teams need the same players, and there's, you know, only so many at each position. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens on draft day.
Yep, so, and I mean, you got anything else, Captain? Because I think that's about all I got. It's been a
just we need to get this dumb stupid head award out. I don't know if any of you guys out there is paying attention to the news, but somebody thought it was a good idea to go ahead and fight with Mike Tyson. There you go.
This is so dumb. This guy was drunk, right? So he's drunk on the airplane. He's up in Mike Tyson's ear, like sitting right behind him, just harassing him the whole flight. And Mike Tyson's totally zen, right? He's just chilling. He's 55. He's chilled out a lot from back in the day. But you still don't want, like, to antagonize him. This dude looks like...
He's trying his ass off.
And then out of nowhere, next thing you know, it's Mike Tyson just smacking him in the face a couple of times. And it's like, and here's this dude bloody as hell now. He's like, you just got your ass beat by Mike Tyson. That's actually better than an autograph, but.
I mean, look, he's awake. So, I mean.
I mean, he was, you know, he was drunk. Credit. And courtesy to TMZ Sports there for that one. Just beautiful. Yeah. Just beautiful.
Yeah.
Don't mess with Mike Tyson.
Yeah, it's just not a good idea.
It's just so. Oh, look, that's better. So thanks, guys. Good. And I just want to let everyone know we're really proud of our viewership tonight. We actually beat CNN Plus. super great.
Yeah, we don't have to get canceled.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. That's all we got tonight. We'll get back with you soon. I know you noticed a few little things. We had a few little changes we made, updated our StreamYard, and got a few different things going on. Yeah. And
we're on Twitch now, you know, on YouTube. We're probably going to add in Twitter, maybe instead of YouTube, yeah, just because the way YouTube is so full of shit.
So we're working on getting a few more things together. So next time, update, you know, get some better quality going on. But yeah, we'll be a little more prepared for the next one. We just wanted to come at you because we hadn't seen y'all in a while. So, all right, guys. Deuces.
Peace.
It's so stupid. Dumb, dumb, stupid head, dumb, dumb. Dumb, you dumb, stupid head, dumb. Dumb, stupid head.
Dumb,
silly, dumb, dumb.